Today is the first Sunday of October, and it is also the beginning of the mission month.
今天是十月的第一个主日，也是十月，也是我们的差传月。
And you will be wondering how come I'm talking about John 15 about this fruit of passage instead of anything. How is it related to missions?
大家可能想说，今天为什么来讲这个约翰福音十五章？这个跟大使命有什么关系呢？
Let me start with this.
让我来先从这边开始。
Yeah, you know, I've been away in Singapore in the summer.
过去暑假的时间，我很长一段时间在新加坡。
I heard my lecturer, former lecturer, he used this illustration.
我听到我一个过去的一个教老师，他是这样说的。
And he depicts in the illustration about how Christians go to church.
他描述说，用这个比喻来描述，基督徒上教会是怎么样的情况。
He says, a lot of Christians go to church like they are going on board a cruise ship.
很多基督徒来教会就像上这个游轮一样。
And on board the ship, there are a few thousand people.
在这个游轮上大概有几千人。
And they could choose from that cruise a buffer of things to eat and a buffet of things to do, whether on land or on the ship.
在陆地上，在船上都有许多的餐厅许多的好吃的东西，许多好玩的事情来做。
And that was our experience too when we were in Alaska in the spring.
在春天的时候，我也曾经有经历过去阿拉斯加的时候。
But then he made a twist in the illustration where he says, you know, the church is not a cruise ship.
但是他马上话锋一转，他说教会并不是一个游轮。
The church is a battleship.
教会是一个战舰。
On board the battleship, there are thousands of people as well.
战舰也是有上千人。
But each has a role and a duty to do.
每个船员都有自己的职责。
And as church members, we all have a role and a duty to do in fulfilling God's commands to us.
就像教会中每个人都有自己的职责，要完成神托付我们的。
And Jesus sums, people sums it up into two main commandments.
人们把这个神给我们的教训来这个总合起来有两个。
The first is to love God and love our neighbor as ourselves.
第一个是爱神和爱人如己。
And then the other one is when before he go up to heaven, he says, "Go and make disciples of all nations."
第二个是使万民做耶稣的门徒。
And I have also often said before, if you remember, that the goal of all missions is to make disciples.
我们之前有提过，就是这个目的是要做十万名做耶稣的门徒。
But this is only possible if we can love the lost like God loves them.
但是这一切都将是不可能，如果我们没有像神那样爱那些失丧的人一样爱他们。
And in John 15, Jesus says that in order to love like him or like God, we must abide in him.
在约翰15章里面，这边耶稣讲到说，如果说要像神这样爱失丧的人的话，我们必须要在基督里，连结于基督里。
We must abide in him in order to bear that fruit of love.
我们要在基督里来结果子。
So that we can love the lost like God loves us.
我们结这个爱的果子才能够像神爱我们一样爱别人。
You know, the term disciples is often explained or told to us that it means a student or a follower of Christ.
门徒这个字意思就是有点像学生，也是有点像跟随者的意思。
But when Jesus uses that term, you know, that common term that they understood, now in the Christian context, it has a different meaning or it has a deeper meaning to it.
但是如果仔细看耶稣他指的门徒的意思，其实有更深层一层的意思。
That is, you follow him as your Lord and Master.
你把耶稣，这个门徒真正意思是把耶稣当成主来跟随。
Which is often not stressed.
通常很多时候我们不注意这一点。
Well, we just say Jesus is our Savior, but we never emphasize the part of we are servants to the Lord, the Master.
很多时候我们说耶稣是救赎主，但是我们没有 认定他是我们的主。
And so if Jesus is our master, our Lord, then we must obey his commands.
如果耶稣是我们的主人，是我们的主的话，我们必须要遵守他的诫命。
We don't do whatever we like.
不是我们爱做什么就做什么。
But rather we obey what he tells us in his word.
我们要遵守他所告诉我们的。
And so in order to love like God loves the laws, which is his heartbeat, and make disciples of them, we must first learn to love them.
为了要像主一样爱那些失丧的人，并且啊使他们成为门徒的话，我们必须要学习怎么样像主一样爱他们。
Not with our own love.
不是用自己的能力。
But with the love that we can bear from or learn from Jesus himself.
而是以耶稣作为榜样来爱他们。
So let's look at my first point, verses 1 to 8.
我们来看，开始来看看第一节到第八节。
Jesus says, I'm the truth. Oh, let you read Mandarin.
约翰福音15章1到8节。我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人，凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去。凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
谢谢。Jesus says here that I am the true vine.
耶稣说我是真葡萄树。
Then he says my father is the gardener.
他说我父是栽培的人。
You know, the term I am.
这个字我是。
It's actually the last, this is the famous seven I am, this is the last one.
有七个我是，这耶稣说他是我是，这个第七个是最后一个。
And it is actually a divine title.
这是一个神圣的一个名称。
Particularly, God himself told Moses that I am who I am.
也就是神他揭示，对摩西揭示他自己的名字，说我是自有拥有的。
And when Moses asked him, you know, what am I going to tell the people if I go and tell them, who sent you? Then God says, I am who I am.
当摩西问神说，我怎么样来告诉以色列民说，这个谁向我说话的是谁？神就揭示他名字说，我是自有拥有的。
And so Jesus is using that divine title for himself.
耶稣就用这个神圣的名字描述他自己。
But then he emphasizes that his father is the gardener.
这边他特别讲到说我父是栽培的人。
He is that vine that we are to attach ourselves to.
他是葡萄树，我们像枝子要连接在他上面。
And God is the one who tends those who are joined to his son.
这个父神是在来栽培这个园丁，来栽培接在耶稣身上的人。
And abiding in Christ does not then necessarily mean that once you are joined, you will ultimately bear the fruit.
接在主里面不表示我们就会自然而然的结果子。
Because there are some who are joined, but they were not bearing fruit, and they dried up and they were cast into the fire as firewood.
有些接在葡萄树上，但是没有结果子，就被砍下来，丢在这个成为柴火。
Because the bearing of the fruit is dependent on we attaching to the vine and Christ attaching to us.
因为结果子就必须要我们连接在主里面，主也跟我们连接起来。
See the Greek word for this word fruit.
这个希腊的原文，这个果子这个字
，Someone says that you cannot count it.
这是不可数的名词。
And what is this fruit?
是这个是什么果子呢
？If you look at 9 and 17, you'll find that the fruit he's talking about is the fruit of love.
如果看第九节和第十七节，我们知道这个是爱的果子。
And so, and but then there are phrases and in 1 to 8 that says bear fruit, bear much fruit, bear more fruit, all these things. So it seems like is he talking about more than one fruit?
这边一到八节讲到说结果子，结更多果子，是很多果子吗？
No, I believe it is talking about the same fruit, love, but it is talking about the much or more. It's talking about the degree of that love.
这讲的这个结果子，更多的果子，并不是说数量的更多，而是指程度的更深。
You see, because in real life, right, we may love somebody.
在我们的生活里面，我们可能会爱某一个人。
But the degree of that love for somebody is not as great as your own wife.
但是我们爱这个人的程度，当然不会高过我们爱我们的妻子。
Or your husband.
或是妻子爱的丈夫。
So it's not talk about quantity, but the quality of that love, the degree and depth of that love.
讲的不是量，而是讲值。
And so until you learn.The love of God and how to love like God, then you can have the love for others, especially the lost.
我们真正了解神怎么样爱我们的时候，我们才能够对世上的人有这个爱。
And the fruit that we bore cannot be, you know, the fruit that Galatians or Ephesians talks about, because.It's talking about the fruit that is attached to this vine. And on the same vine, it only bears one kind of fruit.
就像以弗所书跟加拉太书里面讲到的这个枝子结在连接在这个这个树上，它结的果子是一种果子。
So in this context, it's basically clear to us in 9 to 17, he's talking about the fruit of love.
在第9到17节很明显的讲的是爱的果子。
And he ends with the command that we should love one another.
他最后是用说我们必须要彼此相爱来做结尾。
And so you can't find apples growing on orange trees.
我们在这个橘子树上找不到苹果。
And so they all those who attach themselves to Christ bear only one kind of fruit, love.
所以所有连接在基督里面的结的一种果子，这个就是爱的果子。
And Jesus says,They can bear this fruit because they are already clean by His word.
耶稣说：“你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。”
And you have been grafted.
你们
to the vine.
你们是藏在我里面。
You know, he already said, you are already attached to me. You are cleansed by the word, and you will bear this fruit.
我们已经跟主连结了，并且是接在主的上面我们就是要结果子。
You just have to remain in me.
必须要持续的在主里面。
And I in you.
主也在我们里面。
And it's clear then that he's talking to Christians or believers, disciples.
当然这边指的是基督徒或是他的门徒而言。
Who are sanctified by the word and are now joined to him.
我们是被主的道而洗净的。
Yet at the same time, there's an implication here that even though you may be joined, but if you are not constantly abiding in Him, you can dry up and you can become useless to Him.
但是这边也有讲到说，如果说我们即使在跟主连结，也有可能没有最后会变枯干最后被丢弃。
Because He says, no branch can bear fruit by itself unless you remain in Me.
如果说不常在主里面的话，就是这样，就是不能结果子。
And this constant emphasis on abiding in Him, we see again in verse 4.
在第四节，我们又再看到一次。
And so that implication then is a constant thing, and not just when I feel like it.
这个主要重点是说要常常在主里面，而不是只是我们想到的时候才在主里面。
In other words, if you really want to love like God loves.The laws or love others, then you must be constantly attached to Him.
也就是说，我们真的要像主那样爱世上的人的话，我们必须要常常在主里面。
Because He says that any self-effort will be fruitless.
所有自己的努力会都是徒劳。
And He also says that if you don't, then you will dry up and then you will be thrown away as firewood.
因为自我努力会让我们离开了基督，让我们能够让我们被丢在当作枯枝，当作柴火。
You know, a lot of people when they read this statement, you know, like a branch that is thrown away and withers, and then as firewood, right away we will jump to the conclusion he's talking about the loss of salvation.
很多人看到这边就会觉得说，枝子丢在外面枯干，这个是不是指的是失去人会失去救恩的意思呢？
First of all, the key word there is like.
这个最主要的这个关键字是好比。
It is like.
就像是。
Okay. So it suggests a possibility.
这个只是在讲到说这个是有可能的。
Okay.But may not be so.
但是有可能不是。
Because it's an illustration.
这只是一个比喻。
So, don't jump too quick to conclude this is talking about the loss of salvation.
不要马上就跳到说这个是耶稣在说人会失去救恩。
It's merely illustrating a point.
这只是耶稣在做一个比喻。
That they need to abide in him. That's the main theme or main thing that he wants to emphasize. You must abide in him.
最主要的是我们要藏在主里面
so that we can bear this fruit.
所以我们能够结果子。
It's not talking about the loss of salvation.
这边的重点不是在讲到说救恩的失去。
But basically saying that if you don't join, you will dry up, you cannot bear this fruit.
这边讲说如果说我们离了他就不能做什么也会枯干。
Then you are useless. The only use you can be is firewood.
你就没有在神的国度里面没有用，唯一的功用就是当作火烧了。
But if you still are not satisfied with that idea or the explanation, then all we can say then is that if you are like people who believe what John Calvin says, who say that these people are not true disciples in the first place.
当然我们也可以用加尔文的比喻说，这些人可能一开始就不是真的主的门徒。
And Jesus also say that, you know, many will call him Lord, 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 I did this and that in your name, but he will tell them, I don't know you.
耶稣他自己也说，有些人说，主啊，主啊，我不是奉你的名做这做那吗？
No, but the main idea or the main point is that if you want to be known as a true disciple, you must have this fruit to show.
但是耶稣这边重点是说，如果你是真门徒的话，你就要有果子来彰显出来。
And we canensure our evangelistic and missionary effort is successful is that when you see those people you convert bearing this fruit.
所以我们的差传我们的福音工作才会有果效当人们看见我们的果子的时候。
And Jesus himself says, people will know that we are his disciples when we have love one for another.
耶稣也说人们看到他们的门徒彼此相爱就认出他们是耶稣的门徒。
And so if we do not see this fruit in the believer's life, we have to ask the question whether they are really saved or whether they are true disciples of Jesus Christ.
所以说有些人没有这个果子的话我们或许可以问这个问题他们到底是不是真门徒是不是真的耶稣的真跟随者。
And there's a promise here too.
这边也有一个应许
that if you have this fruit, if you do what Jesus tells you to do, everything you ask of God, God will answer your prayer.
这边在讲到还有一个应许，就是说，如果我们做真的是耶稣的门徒的话，我们所求的耶稣就会成就。
At the end of verse 8, you read of this.
在第八节这边也有讲到。
And so there are two things that we see in verse 1 to 8.
所以我们第一节到第八节这个我们只看到这些重点。
Is that one, if you truly claim to be a true disciple, then you should be attaching yourself constantly to Christ in order to bear this fruit.
我们如果宣称我们自己是真门徒的话我们要藏在主里面。
And if you bear this fruit, then you, when you pray, you know, whatever you ask,God is going to answer. And it's not talking about whatever you ask means that you can ask everything. It's talking in the context of loving those in your midst, and even you can extend it to loving those who are lost.
当然我们耶稣这边有应许说我们祈求所愿意祈求他就给我们成就。这并不是说我们随便祈求什么他都成就而是我们能够给我们能力来爱那些失丧的人。
For example, if you find that, oh, I can't stand this person, always gets on my back, and then you don't have the strength to love and you ask God give me the strength to love, God will give you that strength to love.
比如说我们遇到其他人实在是受不了他们的一些做事，那我们可能可以求神来帮助我们，求神赐给我们力量。
Or if you are trying to evangelize somebody and sharing the gospel, but this person is so difficult to get through to him, and you find it difficult to love him after a while.
或者说我们在做个人布道的时候，我们发现很难跟一个跟一个朋友来分享福音，我们也求主来帮助我们，求他给我们爱。
And God will give you the patience and the love for him or her.
神会赐给我们耐心，也赐给我们这个爱。
You know, I have run through that kind of experience many times.
我也曾经经历过许许多多这样子一个经历。
Where trying to tell somebody the gospel, but every time you say something, they will attack you.
我想跟别人分享福音，但是我每讲一句话，他就来反对。
And then until a point where you like, oh, I'm going to give up on this person.
最后我就想说我要放弃了。
But then God plays upon your heart and convicts you that you got to continue to love.Continue to share the gospel with him or her.
但是神提醒我，我必须要不断的爱这个人，即使他不断的反对。
I can't remember exactly how many years, but it took us several years, before we were able to bring an older lady to Christ.
我记得过去不知道花了多少年带一位姐妹老的姐妹来信主。
And finally, last year we baptized her.
终于去年的时候我们为她施洗。
And that's how God works. But if we give up halfway because we cannot love, and we don't love with our own strength, but we love with God's strength.
这就是神的工作的奇妙。如果说我们半途而废的话，神常常在这个时候就提醒我们，要也赐给我们爱和能力。
And so there are two things here that we learn. We must abide in order we are able to love.
所以这边有两个功课，一个是我们要在常在主里面，一个是我们才能够爱人。
And the other is that, God can give us strength because He will hear our prayer.
第二个是神会给我们力量，他会听我们的祷告。
Okay, and so let's look at the second point. Those who obey His command, 9-17, can you read for us?
我们来看看第九到十七节。约翰福音十五章九到十七节，我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这是我的命令。人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。以后我不再称你们仆人为仆人，因为仆人不知道主人所做的事，我乃称你们为朋友，因为我是从我父所听见的都已经告诉你们了。不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。我这样吩咐你们，是要叫你们彼此相爱。
So you see here again, like I said, it becomes very clear that the metaphor of the vine and the branch, the fruit bearing, that fruitIs much clearer here in 9-17 where it says, "Remain in my love."
所以在看这个后半段的时候，就看到很明显它所谓的果子是爱的果子。
Right? Because in 1-8 he says, "Remain in me," and then in verse 9-17 where he uses the phrase, "Remain in my love." So his me and my love is the same thing.
所以一到八节讲到说，在我里面。九到十七节讲到是在爱的里面，所以耶稣就是爱。
Because in Him, then we can bear forth this fruit.
所以在主里面，我们才能够结果子。
So the metaphor actually teaches us that we need to abide in Jesus if we want to bear this fruit of love.
所以这个比喻意思是说，如果我们要结果子，我们必须要在耶稣里面。
And that is the proof of us as true disciples.
这个就是我们作为真门徒的证明了。
And I've said just now earlier that Jesus just, there are just two commandments that the people sum it up all in that Jesus has given to us as his disciples.
耶稣对他的门徒有两个命令。
That is the one to love God and love one another, and the other is, be, is the Great Commission to go make disciples of all nations.
第一个是大诫命，是要全心爱爱主，还有爱人如己。第二个是大使命，让万民使万国做耶稣的门徒。
Mission Month is about trying to emphasize the point that we need to fulfill this Great Commission.
差传月是让我们能够重新聚焦来看到主的大使命的吩咐。
But before we can do that, we must have love for the lost.
但是在这个之前，我们必须要对失丧的人有负担。
No, if you don't love, you know, a certain group of people who once attack your country and destroy your country and even kill some of your relatives, you know, and you don't have this kind of love, how can you reach them?
在战争的时候，在许多这个国家攻打国家的时候，如果说没有这样子的爱，我们怎么能够爱我们的敌人呢？
And sometimes, you know, we don't have to think about those people, we think about ourselves, we also have problem loving one another.
我们不用讲那么极端的例子，我们想到我们自己，我们有些时候也没有办法爱彼此相爱。
And you know, here Jesus says that we need to love one another because why? He has shown us that how he loved his father. And so we are to love him and love others like he loves his father.
这边耶稣做一个比喻，也做一个榜样。他说：“我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。”
So to remain in Him means to remain in His love, to love God, love Him, love others.
所以说，在主的里面，意思就是说在爱里面也就是像基督在父的爱里面一样。
And in this case, to love those who do not know Him.
在这边特别是在讲到说那些失丧的人。
When we are talking about missions,
我们讲到差传的时候。
And how did Jesus love us?
耶稣怎么爱我们呢？
He loved us by sacrificing himself for us.
他为我们牺牲在十字架上。
He gave up everything that he has in heaven as God to come and become a man and to die for us.
他舍弃了他天上的荣华然后虚己来到我们当中。
And so if God placed that burden for you for the loss, and you have to sacrifice certain things in order to get there or to share the gospel to the person or that group of people, then we know whether you have love, true love like Jesus Christ loved us, is when you are willing to sacrifice those things.
所以耶稣已经做了榜样，他做了这样的牺牲。他如果把这样负担放在你的心中的话，我们也必须要对失丧的人做出某些程度的牺牲。
And you see, there are some people who does that.
我们也看到有些人是的确这样做。
In the history of missions, you have seen people who have given up everything that they have in their own country to go to a group of people that they don't know to share the gospel.
在差传的历史里面，我们看到许多的宣教士，他们放弃他们所有的一切，去一个完全陌生的国家并且赔上了他们自己的性命。
You know, Jim Elliot, a missionary.
一个宣教士叫 Jim Elliot.
And I like to quote him because I went to the same school as him.
我喜欢这个用他的这个名言，因为我是跟他上同一个神学院。
He was killed trying to reach the people in Ecuador.
他想要向那个厄瓜多尔的人传福音的时候被杀害。
And to a certain group of people who actually are carnivores, they eat human flesh.
在有些这个原始的部落，他们甚至吃人肉。
And you know, that's not what happened, but his wife, Elizabeth Elliot, after her husband died, wanted to go back there.And reach the same group of people.
这个宣教士的妻子在他先生过世之后，他希望又回到厄瓜多尔，向同样一群人来传福音。
That's the price they are willing to pay because of their love for God.
这是他们愿意付的代价，因为他们爱神。
And so, if you talk about the love of God, I think we have not the reason why we cannot do that is because we don't understand truly the love of God. What is it like?
如果我们没有真正了解神的爱是何等长阔高深的话，我们也没有办法实行出来。
Until we understand or experience the love of God in that way, then we will be willing to do what Christ did.
唯有被神的真正了解，并且被神的爱触动的时候，我们才能够行出来。
And in the parable that Jesus taught, that one parable he says that, you know, those who are forgiven much will love much; those who are not will not.
耶稣在一个比喻里面讲到说，那些被宽恕多的也就有赏赐更多，那些被宽恕少的赏赐就更少，赏赐也少。
And if you look at Paul, he understood it.
我们看保罗的生命，他了解了这一点。
And the reason he understood it because he experienced it.
他了解这一点，因为他经历了这一点。
You know, he could have been blind for the rest of his life, but God delivered him after that road to Damascus.
在大马士革路上，耶稣遇见了他。
You know,He's going to Damascus to kill Christian.
他往大马士革是要杀基督徒。
And God struck him blind.
但是神让他瞎眼。
If God did not love Paul, God will let him be blind for the rest of his life.
如果神不爱保罗的话，他会让他终其一生都是瞎眼的。
Because he was opposing him.
因为保罗是抵挡神的。
But God loved him enough to heal him from his blindness later.
但是神是爱他的，所以让他能够恢复视力。
And Paul understood it because he experienced it.
他透过这个经历也了解了神。
And that's why he spent the rest of his life preaching the gospel for Jesus Christ.
他生命终其一生到各地去传扬耶稣。
And in obeying God's command here to, or Jesus' command here to love one another, we not only reveal we are abiding in him, but weAlso loving like him.
我们不只是显示出我们是因为我们是在他里面，我们也能够爱别人。
He says in verse 10, "If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's command and remain in His love."
你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，就常在他的爱里。
And then 11 and 12, he also says, "I have told you this so that my joy may be complete in you, and your joy may be complete."My command is this, love each other as I have loved you.
这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足，你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样。
So actually it's a good thing, right?
这其实是一个好事，不是吗？
When you do what God says, obey him, he's happy, you are happy.
如果你做神他希望我们做的事情，他喜乐，我们也喜乐。
But,In order to be able to love like him, then we must always be connected to him.
但是要像主这样爱的话，我们必须要常常在他里面。
You know, I've been talking so much about abiding, remaining in him, but what does it really entails, or what does it really means?
我们刚刚讲了很多的这个常在主里面，这个是到底是真正的什么意思呢？
The Greek word is meno.
这个希腊的原文是。
Meno. and the word actually is a little bit complex because it has this idea of remain. That's why it translated remain. But that remain is doesn't mean that you just stay, but it is a connection. You know, you're connected to it.
这个希腊原文的意思其实是不只是在这个里面而已，它是表示有这个很深的连接的意思。
And then there is that staying. And that staying is not just staying, but that staying is.Dependent on it.
它不只是说在这个在持续的一个状态，而是必须要依赖的状态。
And then this word also has this idea of continuous remaining or staying dependent on him.
而且还有一层意思是常常的、经常的、持续的意思。
And so abide means being connected to him constantly, to depend on him instead of ourselves.
所以说是持续连接并且我们要依赖他，并且是维持靠他维持的。
And so after we become a disciple, we must stay in that way with Jesus Christ.
我们成为基督的门徒之后，我们必须要持恒的在他里面。
Then we can bear this fruit in various degrees.
所以我们才能够用不同程度来展现他的爱。
And then we can tell, and when we understand and we grow in that level, then we will.Eventually end up fulfilling the Great Commission as our most utmost purpose of existence as a believer.
在我们能够把他的爱彰显出来的时候，我们也同时能够在实行他的大使命。
Because right now you may be at the level where your love may be for God, but it is only at the level of, His word, wanting to learn His word, wanting to pray to Him, wanting to serve Him. That's that at that level only.
或许你是在一个很初期的阶段，也就是你渴慕神的话语，你向他祷告如此而已。
But when you grow and understand that love even more, you find that your greatest desire, like the Institute of Calvin says, to glorify God. But how do you glorify God? To fulfill His desire for the world to be saved.
但是当我们的对神的爱越来越深的时候，我们也希望能够听他的旨意，他的旨意是让他的福音遍满全地。
Why? Because that's the most important thing for God.
这对神来讲是最重要的事情。
It's not just about us growing in the church.
不只是我们自己在教会里面成长。
How the worship service grow from 150 to 300.
我们的组织敬拜从150个人到更多的人。
But it is about bringing people into the kingdom of God.
把人带到神国里面。
And we don't do this with our own love.
这不是靠我们自己的爱。
But it is by the grace of God.
但是是靠主的恩典。
Because when we were saved by grace.
我们是靠主的恩典得救的。
And now we are being sanctified, we are also sanctified by His grace.
我们也是因他的恩典而被洁净。
It's not we ourselves.Become better or holier or love God more.
不是我们自己变得洁净，变得更圣洁。
But because of the Spirit in us, because of our abiding in Christ, that we love Him and love people more.
而是我们内心的圣灵，我们能够更爱主，更爱人。
And this connection is very important.
这个连结是很重要的。
Because if if you look at your own life and lives of others as Christian, you know that there are times you are connected, but there are times you are not.
如果我们看我们自己的生命或者别人的生命，有时候觉得说我们有些时候看主连结，有些时候却没有。
Because the times that we are not connected to God is because we don't spend time with Him in prayer or in reading His words.
当我们很多时候没有读经祷告的时候，我们就常常会觉得没有在主里面。
And then when life gets busy, we go about doing our own things with our own strength.
当生活变得很忙碌的时候，我们也常常忘了读经祷告。
And so the first thing that comes up, we will think of how can I fix this.
我们首先想到的是我们怎么样来改善这个状况。
We don't go back to the Word of God or to God in prayer and ask Him what should I do.
我们不是来到主面前说我怎么办呢？
We don't seek Him because we are seeking our own ways.
不是靠自己的方法来寻求他。
You know, if you depend, if you think that, you know, coming on Sunday to listen to a message and then go back, you are connected to God, then you are really mistaken.
如果我们只是主日来到这边，坐在这边，听主日敬拜，讲道，然后就回去，然后就会觉得说，这个就和主连结了吗？这个可能答案是不是
的。And even if you think that connection with Him is just reading the Word and praying, you are also mistaken.
如果你们觉得说这个和他连结就是读经祷告的话，那也不是完全的答案。
It is also dependent on Him to remain in us.
这个的主动权都是在神。
Because you may be reading His word and you are praying, and all you read is when God tells you something, you just listen and then you don't do it.
我们读经祷告的时候，很多时候我们会读到这个经文，神告诉我们一些话，但是我们却不管它。
Or when you are praying, all you pray is about what God want, asking God to bless you.
或是在祷告的时候，我们就是求神来祝福我们。
But not asking Him to use you to fulfill His call.His desire and His commands.
而不是求神使用我们来完成他的使命。
You know, and if God constantly see this, you think He will remain in you?
如果神常常看我们做这样子很为自己做的行为的话，你想他会在我们里面吗？
You know, if your son always come and tell you, Dad, can I have buy this Lego set? And then you don't want to buy for him because you don't think he deserve it. And he keeps bugging you. After a while, you just...ignore him, right?
如果你的儿子来到你这边说我要玩这个Lego, 我要买这个 Lego, 他一直
I'm not saying God is like that, but you know, you understand why I'm using the last frame. But you know, you can nag as long as you like in front of him, begging him, asking him, he may not give it to you.
我们就像一个这个被宠坏的孩子，就一直向父神讨一些东西了。他或许他不会来回应我们的。
Because that is not his will.
这个不是他的旨意。
And so, dependence on God is also dependence when you are attached to Him, you will know the heart and the will of God.
当我们和主连接的时候，我们也了解主的心意。
You know, beside you growing in the degree of your love for God and for others, you are also beginning to understand why He's doing all this in this world.
当我们越爱神越爱别人的时候，我们也知道说他的对这个世界的旨意。
And then you will flow along with Him.
我们了解神的心意，我们也就跟随着神。
You know, I went through that process.
我经历着这个过程。
And I know.
所以我了解。
I was also like this.
我曾经也是像这样子。
And I want you all to learn from me, my experience, so that you can fulfill that great commission more than fulfill your own grand desires.
所以说，希望弟兄姐妹能够看到我的例子来行神的大诫命。
You know, when I was young, I hoped to build the biggest church or grow the biggest church. Now it's not important to me.
在我年轻的时候，刚开始牧会的时候，我想要建一个大教会，有许许多多的人来会众，但许多会众，但是现在已经不是了。
Now if I can get one person to save Christ, to know Christ and be saved, I'm happy.
如果说现在是我，如果说能够让引一个人归主的话，那我就相当喜乐了。
You know, the last two Saturdays I was conducting, each Saturday I was conducting a funeral.
过去两个星期六我都在主持两各一个丧礼。
And I like to conduct funeral.
我喜欢主持丧礼。
Because why?
为什么呢？
I get an honorarium for preaching the gospel.
我这个会有一些酬劳。
And when I preach the gospel, I have a captured crowd.
如果我这个在尤其在丧礼的时候，我这些人他们会听我说
传福音。And the context prepared them to listen to what I have to say.
这个内容是要准备他们来听我所说的。
Because it's talking about life and death.
因为是讲到生与死。
It's my chance to tell them about the gospel.
这个就是他们听福音的绝佳机会。
You know, and that's why I like to conduct funeral, because I get to preach the gospel to a group of people who are in a situation where their hope can only be Christ.
所以说我喜欢在丧礼这个主持丧礼，因为这些人他们没有盼望，唯一有的盼望就是神。
You know, that's when you begin to understand God's purpose and will on this earth.
这就是当我们知道神对世人的旨意的时候，我们就会连接在他里面。
And all because he loves us.
这都是因为他爱我们。
And Jesus says he loves us.As a friend,
耶稣说他像他把我们当作朋友。
He says, I don't call you servant anymore. I call you friend.
他说我不再叫你们仆人，而是我叫你们朋友。
And the reason he don't call us, he calls us now a friend. He says it's because you obey my command.
他说因为你们听我的命令。
So you want Jesus to call you his friend, and it's not us who call Jesus our friend, no.
这个不是、okay. 是耶稣叫我们朋友，不是我们自己自顾自的叫耶稣朋友。
It's Jesus who calls us his friend.
是耶稣叫我们他的朋友。
Okay, and we cannot say as we like, oh, he's my friend. Okay, you can tell your friend that he's your friend, but you cannot tell Jesus you're my friend. You have to wait for Jesus to say, you are my friend. Then you can say, oh, good, I'm your friend too.
我们不能自己自顾自的说，哎，耶稣，我是你的朋友，你是我的朋友。我们必须要让耶稣来说你是我的朋友。
Because the criteria to be his friend is to obey his command.
因为成为耶稣的朋友必须要先听他的命令。
And so if Jesus is our friend and we are his friend, then we ought to be loving him as he loves us.
我们必须要成为他的朋友的条件就是要像他那样爱我们一样爱他。
And we are also doing as he says to love others like we would love ourselves.
另外就是要像爱他，他爱别人，他爱那些世上的人一样来爱别人。
But this is contingent to us being attached to him. so that we can have this love.
这个条件就是我们必须要在它里面。
You know, there are people who are Christians, but you can see in them that they don't actually have this fruit.
有些人自称是基督徒，他们但是他们并没有这样子的果子。
Because they have been, they come into the church, they claim to know Christ, but they really are not attached to Christ.
他们来到教会，他们说自己是基督徒，但是他们没有真正连接在基督里面。
They see, you know, they see other Christians how they behave. They read the scriptures and see what the Christian teaches, and so they fake it like we. Even though they may not say I actually fake it, but they are actually faking it.
他们看到基督徒怎么样来说的话，他们看到经文里面的记载，所以他们是假装的，装假的。
Okay, and so there are many copycats, so to speak, who seem to be following Jesus, but Jesus says, when I come back, okay.Many of you will say, Lord, Lord, I do this in your name, I do that in your name. Jesus says, I don't know you.
所以这些山寨版的门徒呢，看起来是像在跟随基督，但是耶稣说，当他回来的时候，这些人说，主啊，主啊，我不是听奉你的名做这个做那个嘛，但是耶稣会说，我不认识你们。
They are only imitating others and also what the Bible teaches.
他们只是来模仿而已。
They are not connected to him.
他们没有真正连结在主里面。
Because when you are connected to him, you will bear fruit of what? Jesus says, fruit that will last.
耶稣说，当我们跟他连结的时候，我们的果子是长存的。
You know, you won't halfway through say, oh, okay, I give up doing this, I give up doing that.
我们的果子不会说做到一半就说啊，那我放弃算了。
You know, and for me, I look at this is as,You know, if you really have lasting fruit, then you will not give up what? The main purpose of making disciples.
如果有长存的果子的话，我们就不会忘记来使万民做耶稣的门徒的大使命。
To me, it's not about serving in the church or doing this and that, you know, like cooking in the kitchen or leading worship. Or, you know, I look at it as you won't give up the main purpose of God.Wants of us to do, make disciples of all nations.
对我来说，这句话的意义是超过我们一些事工厨房或是甚至台上敬拜事工等等。最重要的是，长存的果子是来传福音，让更多人听到主的福音。
Because this fruit is a fruit of love, and the love is for the love of those who needs Christ.
这个是爱的果子，这个爱是给那些还没有听过主的福音的人所听的。
And at the end of this, verse 17, Jesus says, ends it with love one another.
在最后17节这边，他是用要彼此相爱来结束。
And he says, this is my command.
好，这是我的命令。
And so if you really love God, you really love one another,Then you can love the lost like he does.
所以耶稣这边讲的说，如果我们真的爱主、爱人的话，我们就会像他一样爱那些失丧的人。
But it is difficult to love even one another, right?
但是我们有些时候彼此相爱很困难，不是吗？
Right? Even as Christians, we find it hard to love one another.
即使是基督徒来讲，基督徒中间我们也发现很多时候很难彼此相爱。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we don't understand.Love, what love is really is.
因为我们不知道什么是真正的爱。
We don't know how God loves us. We don't know the depth of God's love for us.
我们不知道神的对我们的爱的长阔高深。
And so we use our own strength to love.
所以我们用我们自己的能力来爱。
Until a point we cannot love, then we give up.
直到我们没有力气爱了，所以我们就放弃了。
Because we are not attached.
因为我们没有在他里面。
We are detached from him.
我们是和他分离的。
You know, those of us who are reading Living Life.
我们读活泼生命的弟兄姐妹。
Today's passage 19 verses 11 to 18 talks about this loving one another.
今天的经节就是在讲到这边。
It's a very practical passage of how you should love your neighbor.
这个是一个很实用的经节，就是我们怎么样来彼此相爱。
God commanded the Israelites how they were to love him and their neighbor.
神他要我们我们怎么样爱他和爱我们的邻舍。
He says, don't steal, don't lie, don't cheat.
说不要偷窃，不要说谎不要欺骗。
Don't swear falsely in His name.
不要用他的名来妄称神的名。
Don't defraud or rob your neighbor.
或者说不要对你的邻舍来觊觎。
Don't withhold your worker's salary.
不要就是不派给你的工人薪水。
Don't curse the deaf or stumble the blind.
不要对已经死的人来咒诅。
Don't pervert justice or show partiality to the poor or favoritism to the people in position.
不要特别对谁有特别的偏爱。
But be fair to everyone.
但是对所有人要公平。
Don't spread slander among you and endanger a neighbor's life.
不要谗言在邻舍之间。
Don't hate your neighbors. Don't hate a fellow Israelite in your heart.
不要在内心里面恨弟兄姐妹。
And then he says, rebuke a neighbor frankly.
用诚实的来责备我们的邻舍。
Paul says, rebuke gently and lovingly, right? But here he says frankly.
那这边讲到是用诚实的来诚实的话来责备。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because if you don't, you are guilty. You are just as guilty as him because you know and you didn't do it.
因为如果说我们知道这个人犯错了，但是并没有指出来的话，我们就和他的罪有份了。
Don't seek revenge or bear grudge against anyone.
不要怀恨。
But love your neighbor as yourself.
但是爱你的邻舍如同爱我们自己。
You know, when we read this, we say, "Oh, I don't do all this stuff."
我们读这些经节的时候，我们会觉得说，这个不，这讲的不是我吧？
You know, but actually, I look at it this way. I say, you know, we may not do all this stuff, but when you get mad, you do all this stuff.
但是我想要说的是，如果我们或许不会做这些，但是我们生气的时候，我们这些都会做。
And the worst part is when I read the one about cursing the deaf and stumbling the blind.
这边在讲到说，这个是咒诅对死人咒诅会，或是让瞎眼的人跌倒。
You know why?
这个是什么意思呢
？They cannot hear already. Somehow you curse them.
Oh, deaf. 让这个不是 deaf.
Deaf.
这个咒诅听不见的耳聋的，然后这个绊倒瞎眼的，因为他们听不见，他们看不见。
Yeah, and they can't see, and you're going to stumble them.
他也看不见，你要绊倒他。
And then you say, "Oh, I also don't do those stuff."
可能我们是说，这我们不会做这个啊。
But to me, there's no difference when you say something bad about somebody behind their back. Just they didn't hear, they can't hear. So what's the difference?
这个对我来讲，就像是我们在人家背后说人家坏话的时候，就是这个人被讲的人他听不见，这个就是这边在讲的意思。
You see, such actions and non-actions are actually happening every day.
这些事情其实这些作为或是我们没有作为每天都在发生。
Whether it's in the workplace and even within the church.
在工作场合甚至在教会里面。
Because we don't understand what love is.
因为我们不知道爱的真意。
We only understand love in a very shallow way.
我们的对爱的了解是很肤浅的。
You know, the love of God is a love that is sacrificial.
神的爱是牺牲的爱。
It's a love that lifts up others and not put down others.
爱是高举别人，而不是把人家压下去的。
Jesus sacrificed himself.
耶稣他牺牲了他自己。
He took our place instead of judge us at our place.
他取了我们的原本应当受这个罪的位置。
This is all what missions is all about.
这就是差传的真意。
Where you love.By sacrificing yourself so that others may come to know Jesus Christ.
我们要做出一些牺牲，所以其他人才能够来信主。
And so its mission is not just about praying for missionary. Mission is not just about giving our money. It is about part what can we do even around us. Your neighbor who are not Christians. Your friends who are not Christians. How are we reaching them for Christ?
所以差传并不只是说我们为宣教士祷告而为或是奉献，而是我们能够自己能够在为差传为神的国做什么事情。
May God use us wherever we may be.
求主使用我们。
Let's pray.
来祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you that you all. 神啊，我们求你帮助我们在你的话语里面可以学习怎么样为你 传福音，我们可以完成你的使命，做个人或做教会，我们都可以为神你自己完成你这个大使命。奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。